USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the globe, over 100,000 people have now died from the COVID-19 virus. In the United States, the death toll is 18,000. According to Johns Hopkins University, there are 500,000 people infected with it here. Weighing in on those numbers, President Trump says at this time he won't lift the federal safety guidelines, but he has announced an opening the country task force.
You open up, could lead to death, and you're right. But you know what? Staying at home leads to death also. And it's very traumatic for this country. But staying at home, if you look at numbers, that leads to a different kind of death, perhaps, but it leads to death also. So it's a very big decision. As I say, it's the biggest decision I'll ever make.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will most likely make a move next week toward picking a running mate. Biden has already said he would prefer to choose a woman. This week, Biden told donors his team has talked about naming the VP choice well ahead of the Democratic convention in Milwaukee, which has been rescheduled to August because of the coronavirus pandemic. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates agreed to cooperate with South Korea on developing a vaccine for the coronavirus during a phone call with President Moon Jae-in on Friday. Gates, who predicted in the 2015 TED Talk that viruses could pose a greater threat to humanity than missiles in the coming decades, described South Korea's approach to tackling COVID-19 as a global model. Gates has praised South Korea for rapid and extensive testing and for its work on digital contact tracing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia said he's optimistic that the economy will bounce back, and helping small businesses is the key. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The main driver of small business stimulus in the CARES Act is contained in the Paycheck Protection Program. Over $349 billion is set aside for loans for small businesses. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the program is working and helping small businesses.
Well, let me emphasize first how valuable at this time I think that Paycheck Protection Program is. As you said, a key concept behind the program is not only helping keep small businesses afloat during this difficult time, but also keeping their employees on payroll, keeping them attached to the company so that when the business is ready, the workers are there, they have jobs, and we can get the economy going again. I think the concept there is very important from an employment, from a Labor Department perspective, and we very much want it to succeed.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been able to briefly walk in his hospital room as he recovers from COVID-19. Johnson was transferred out of the intensive care Thursday after spending 3 nights there. Johnson was taken to the hospital Sunday after 10 days of self-quarantine with coronavirus symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.